Regina Celi,
praised be Jesus and Mary. In the quick introduction to Mother Teresa, to Blessed Mother Teresa of Calcutta, which we saw yesterday, we reflected on one event in her life which changed everything for her, which she calls the experience of her call within a call, which occurred on September 10th, 1946. For many years, Mother Teresa never spoke about this to anyone. She kept it a secret, and rightly so. Usually the interior treasures, interior graces that our Lord gives us, you know, are kept secrets just between us and our Lord. But one thing motivated her, however, towards the end of her life, to share it with her fellow sisters. On March 25th, 1993, after reading a Lenten message of Pope John Paul II, and precisely these words which motivated her life, "I thirst," she felt moved to reveal her secret in a letter to her missionaries of charity. She was at this time 83 years old already. She knew that for her the end was near, and the secret that she wanted to share was for the good of her congregation and for the good of the entire church. So inspired, she wrote a lengthy letter to her fellow sisters. Because this letter seems to reveal, you know, as Father Gately here puts, you know, the entire spirituality, the entire heart of Mother Teresa. And yesterday we saw that the life of Mother Teresa, if understood correctly, is a revelation of the heart of Mary. The heart of Mother Teresa is a reflection of the heart of Mary. They have one and the same concern, that is, to satiate that, you know, that thirst of our Lord, who says from the cross, "I thirst." For that reason, we'll just take a look today at this letter in which our Mother Teresa really reveals her heart. She says, and I cite, "After reading the Holy Father's letter on the words, 'I thirst,' I was struck so much, I cannot tell you what I felt. His letter made me realize more than ever how beautiful our vocation is. We are reminding the world of his thirst, something that is being forgotten. The Holy Father's letter is a sign to go more into what is great, to go more into what it is, this great thirst of Jesus for each one of us. It is also a sign for Mother," here she speaks of herself, "it is also a sign for Mother Teresa that the time has come for me to speak openly of the gift God gave me on that September 10th long ago, to explain as fully as I can what it means for me when I hear the words, 'I thirst,' what it means to me to consider the thirst of Jesus. Jesus wants me to tell you again how much love he has for each one of you beyond all you can imagine. I worry some of you still have not really met Jesus, one-to-one, you and Jesus alone. We may spend time in the chapel, but have you seen with the eyes of your soul how he looks at you with love? Do you really know the loving and living Jesus, not from books, but from being with him in your heart? Have you heard the loving words which he speaks to you? Ask for the grace. He's longing to give it. Until you can hear Jesus in the silence of your own heart, you will not be able to hear him saying, 'I thirst,' in the hearts of the poor." That is precisely why the missionaries of charity, almost as much time as they dedicate to serving the poor, they dedicate to prayer. Because unless they hear the voice of Jesus in their hearts saying to them, "I thirst," the work is useless and sterile. It's just horizontal philanthropy, social work. And sooner or later, you'll go crazy in that type of environment. So until you hear the words of Jesus, "I thirst," in your hearts, you will not be able to hear that voice in the hearts of the poor. Never give up this daily intimate contact with Jesus as the real living person, not just an idea. How can we last even one day without hearing Jesus say, "I love you"? It is impossible. Our soul needs that as much as the body needs to breathe the air it breathes. If not, prayer is dead. Meditation becomes only thinking. Jesus wants you, each and every one of you, to hear him speaking in the silence of your heart. Our Lady was the first person to hear Jesus cry, "I thirst," with St. John, And I'm sure Mary Magdalene, because Our Lady was there on Calvary, she knows how real, how deep is his longing for you and for the poor. Do we know? Do we feel as she? Ask her to teach. Her role is to bring you face to face, as John and Magdalene, with the love in the heart of Jesus crucified. Before it was Our Lady pleading with Mother, now it is Mother in her name pleading with you. Listen to Jesus' thirst. Let it be for each and every one of you a word of life. Before, Mother Teresa was saying, until you hear Jesus in the silence of your own heart, especially in front of our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament, you know, she recommended adoration very strongly. Until we hear the words of Jesus in our own hearts, you will not be able to hear him saying, I thirst in the hearts of the poor. Then she says of Our Lady, her role is to bring you face to face, as John and Magdalene, with the love of Jesus in the heart, in his heart crucified. It was Our Lady pleading with Mother Teresa, saying to her, listen to Jesus' thirst. Now it is Mother Teresa repeating the same things that she learned from Our Lady. Listen to Jesus' thirst. Let it be for each and every one of us a word of life. To conclude, she asks us, Mother Teresa, how do you approach the thirst of Jesus? Only one secret. The closer you come to Jesus, the better you will know his thirst. Repent and believe, Jesus tells us. What are we to repent of? Our indifference, our hardness of heart. What are we to believe? That Jesus thirsts even now in your heart and in the poor. Right here in the Blessed Sacrament, he thirsts for our love. He knows your weaknesses. He wants only your love, wants only the chance to love you. He is not bound by time. Whenever we come close to him, we become partners of Our Lady. We become partners of Our Lady, St. John, Mary Magdalene. Hear him. Hear your own name. Make my joy and yours complete. Let us pray then that this might happen with Blessed Mother Teresa, who is now adoring the heart of Jesus in heaven. Let us pray that the Holy Spirit might turn our hearts of stone into hearts of flesh. Come, Holy Spirit, living in Mary, help me listen to Jesus' thirst. Praised be Jesus and Mary.
Resurrection.